Good morning, good morning. This is Boogie Boogie from Lumberton, North Carolina. You can follow me on Facebook at Boogie Boogie. I'm with BJ the Best, and you listen to the best radio station. Cab 229 Radio. Did I say that right? I paused too long at the end, didn't I? I had to think about it. All right, let me hear it one time.
Grind on that hard road, these potholes out there. Everybody looks for that body guard, baby. From the heart you gave it to me, then you tore it apart. My section I lived in and I repped it every day, that's from the heart. I did my shit from the start. I played my part and I played my part. Give me the car keys, I drive the whip. Give me the gun, I shoot a bitch. And I fuck with my dog's blood or crip. 4G, V5, Lord, MS-13. You know what the fuck I mean, gang bang. Fuck with my dog, same thing. Cop shoot shots, do the same thing. I'm still the same nigga. Hot H-O-T, big hot, little hot. From a block, nigga, same as same. Stainless steel, I keep that 38 in a 357 frame. I keep my shells. I bust shots cause I won't tell on myself. I call my dogs, they'll come when I scream hell. Ain't a wolf who cry wolf. It's the nigga who play good, who play bad. Nigga, go play games. Nigga, I don't play John Madden. But if I got the work, I throw that pass. Get that cash. Bitch, bitch, you can kiss my ass. Ho, ho, no Santa Claus. I looked and laughed. Tax time, you still gon' get your cut. Cause I'm gonna fuck about these bitches, I'ma stay G'd up. From the streets, why I really get a nigga. That's how it go. You grind on that hard road, they potholes out there. Everybody looking for that plot of gold, baby. You gave it to me, then you tore it apart. My section I lived in and I repped it every day, that's from the heart. I did my shit from the start. I played my part. I played my part and I played my part. Give me the car keys, I drive the whip. Give me the gun, I shoot a bitch. And I fuck with my dog's blood or crip. 4G, V5, Lord, MS-13. You know what the fuck I mean, gang bang. Fuck with my dog, the same thing. Cop shoot shots, do the same thing. I'm still the same nigga. Hot H-O-T, hot H-O-T. Big hot, little hot from my block. Nigga, same as say, nigga. Stainless steel, I keep that 38 in a 357 frame. I keep my shells. I bust shots cause I won't tell on myself. I call my dog, they'll come when I scream hell. Ain't a wolf who cry wolf. It's the nigga who play good, who play bad. Nigga, go play games. Nigga, I don't play John Madden. But if I got the work, I throw that pass. I get that cash. Bitch, bitch, you can kiss my ass. Ho, ho, no Santa Claus. I looked and laughed. I looked and laughed. Tax time, you still gon' get your cut. So I'm gonna fuck about these bitches. I'ma stay G'd up. From the streets, why I really get a nigga. Trapping hard, nigga, gotta really live it, nigga. Every is my first decision, nigga. Is my dogs with me? Is my dogs with me? Best believe it, nigga. From the streets, why I really gotta get a nigga. First decision, nigga, I'm gon' move with it. Got my team with me, got my squad with me. And we popping shots, and we popping shots. Catching in the parking lot, dropping top. Who we talking about? He ain't talking about me. You. You don't talk no case. Hold up, nigga. You dirty any fucking way. Stay fresh, stay clean, stay lean. And my dogs on strong. And I would do a smoke strong. And I'm long gone, my way gone. I ain't never been home. When she kicked me out, I left though. Y'all, I did the same thing. I kept my hustle on. I got my grind together. Got my brother scrawled. Now I'm thinking about my mother, cause she way gone. RIP, mom. You know I really love you. Yeah, I really love the color red. I fuck my dogs with the blue. Nigga, fuck the feds. It's that state shit and the state mix. Them snake niggas be eating with. Nigga, you can feel it. With. Nigga, you can feel it. Clear. I'm not really living, nigga. Grinding every day and we gotta get it, nigga. And I really live it, nigga. Grinding every day and we really gotta get it. Couple million in the building for my squad. fuck mother niggas, cause I kill, steal, and rob. Black mob, nigga, VOC, be that. 10 toes down, nigga, be that. 10 toes down, nigga, best believe it. You gotta get it cocked back. Shoot a shot at a nigga when he hating black. And my dog's gonna ride with me. Fucking with you, nigga, it'll be a you don't wake up, nigga, get on the ground, baby. Know what it is.
That's what the fuck you should've did.
You gotta feel the burn.
Nah,
you
finna feel the burn. Now you gonna feel the burn.
I walked down that street so many times.
Man, I don't give a fuck,
but maybe
you
it wasn't.
Stop beating me eyes up.
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Last night I
proud of you.
No idea.
What part of the race road again?
Right here, beside that speedway, right beside the Bojangles.
Yeah, we're gonna be done by 4 o'clock.
You know
what kind of work?
I wish I thought.
At
work, both jobs. At work, fuck. At work, both jobs. Fuck, I'm tired. The fuck you mean? I gotta go to my other job.
Y'all get right here or to the stop?
Over here to the stop. Yeah, because it's an entrance right there.
Don't. That goddamn Weezy, retarded. Everything that nigga say out his mouth, I be like.
Right now,
call
him, tell
that
me
nigga
that
said AK-47, my business partner, business is swell. I said,
damn. You hear me? You call him that way.
What,
baby? So you let him know you at the store. Okay. Hurry up, fuck up. Yeah, the fuck you mean?
You quay about.
Nah, shit. Bob.
Yes.
Charles at the store right now. I just dropped him off. Yeah, how long you think it'll be?
I'm gonna try to get there.
About 30, 45?
Probably about 20.
Alright, okay. Alright, bud.
Alright, okay.
Don't.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Huh?
Maybe don't be.
When you get the fuck off, you better run me something.
I'm gonna run you the whole bag.
You a fucking lying.
Girl, you special.
Yeah, you so fucking full of shit. How about that?
Nah,
I need this back.
You gonna have that back and everything. Girl, come on, you know what I'm doing now.
I'm already at 890. I gotta go back to my mom.
You know what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, bullshit. Like you.
Girl, I love you. Give me a kiss.
Kissing you, been fucking last night too.
Come on, man. Come on, man. We can talk for days, but guess what?
Get the fuck out so I can go back to the
car. All right, bro. I appreciate you, brother. All right, I can't take that with me, man.
Then what the hell you tell me to bring for then?
They clean clothes.
You bought it. They clean. Just wash them.
Please, baby.
Kiss. Nah, ain't no kissing. Well, I walked down 301 too. Fuck,
man.
Fuck,
man. Bye. Please, come here. Don't leave. Don't start the day.
No, you better bring the day back in good. Nigga, I had to walk down the street too. Bye. I'm going back to my mama house now. I gotta hear that shit.
Hey, bro. Her destination is Chantilly Lane.
He know where the fuck I'm going. He picked me up from there.
Anything up? She's absurd. Come on, baby. Okay.
He gotta go. All right, bye. Yeah, you an asshole too, motherfucker. Close the door. There's my fucking tab running up. He really ain't. I didn't think he was coming either one. I said, he coming. He's like, no, the fuck he ain't, nigga. Thank you. I was like, the way he talked last night, he coming. Shit, he said he had to pick some bitch up and then he coming. Damn, impatient ass. Had me call your fucking people that and gave me another help. Like, cause you know, I got, after all that shit, I'd have been on panic mode too, though. But you said like 7:45.
Yeah. I hit it right on the head.
That's what I'm saying. You said that shit, but shit, he was there. All this shit, man, fuck. Handle my business, go back to sleep. I gotta work too.
Oh shit.
Get my little buzz on early in the morning, go to sleep and wake up and go to the other room.
Are you on the road today?
But hey, I put the extra in there because you never know, one day I might be a little short. Like, I might only have like 15 if we gotta go somewhere. It's 20.
I ain't tripping.
I ain't, you know. You never know. When you got a little extra, you bless people because they gonna bless you back.
You damn sure do that.
Put the music back on, bro.
Yeah, can you say please?
Please. I'm sorry. Please. Man, I gotta get some.
Kenny, I teach social work at Fayetteville State University. I see some of my students in the house. I appreciate you, some of my colleagues. I just wanted to share that I think that this is also a mental and a spiritual struggle. I remember Stephen Biko, the anti-apartheid activist, said that the greatest weapon of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. So, I love Black history. This is one of my favorite times of the year. We don't know our history. And what I'm afraid of, my mother is 82 years old. And right now in the Black community, we still have living history amongst us. We don't know our history now. And when my mother and her peers pass away, and that living history is no longer amongst us, where are we gonna be? We don't know our history. Obviously, the men in Memphis didn't know their history. You're killing your brother in the city where MLK was assassinated. 1 week from the King holiday, so close to Black History Month. One of the officers' name is Emmett, the whole Emmett Till thing. Tyree Nichols' stepfather is named Rodney, the whole Rodney King thing. You don't know your history. We don't know our history. And because we don't know our history, like Carter G. Woodson said, we are in the position that we are in because we have not studied our history. So I could go on a long time, but I'm going to wrap it up. As I tell my students at Fayetteville State, beware of the CIA. The C stands for being cynical. When we start to believe that nothing can and will change, we're in a bad mental space. We have had tough times before and found a way to overcome it. But when we get cynical, particularly our young people, when we get cynical, we have already lost the battle. Ignorant, we have to know what's going on. We have to read. Technology is wonderful, but like somebody said, in today's society, we have Google Brain. You can look it up on Google and YouTube, which is not the same thing as reading and studying. And the A stands for apathy. We talk a good game, but if we are not really concerned about the community like we should be. So one thing that we can do right now, in spite of what the police is doing, in our homes, our communities, we can get together with our young people and we can practice what you should do when you get stopped by the police. It's not a guarantee that you will be safe, but you will increase your chances of going home in one piece. So as somebody else said, we have to do a better job of policing ourselves, and this is also a mental and spiritual struggle. Thank you. Okay, we will have time for a public more public comment. So hold on to your thought. Let's kick off this next segment here. Thanks to all those who spoke. Always learn, listen to others. That's why you got to listen to others, because you learn. I did not know all the connections, even the officer being named in it. It's just something else. As Troy pointed out in his column, the funeral for Tyree Nichols was on February 1st, first day of Black History Month. So you couldn't get a more powerful symbol. How far we still have to go. So it was touched on by some of the previous speakers. This issue of the officers, five of the officers being African American and doing this to an African American man. So the question we're going to get our panelists to address is, did race affect the implementation of justice in the Tyree Nichols case? So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to go in the reverse order with the panel this time. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Glass, and then come from Kevin Brooks the other way. So get right. So, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that in many of the cases, race is an issue, a big issue, systemic racism. There's no question about it. In this particular case, it kind of reminded me of being daughter of two Holocaust survivors. I could see where this was similar, where other Jewish people beat the heck out of other Jewish people and were kind of as bad or worse than the Nazis. So it's kind of like a combo mentality that went on here that I see in Tyrese's case. So it was a very similar repeat of history for me. And it's very sickening. Somebody in the audience mentioned the lack of humanity, and that's where we really need to start with the spirituality and humanity of human beings. But we're all the same, we're all human beings, and we're all made out of the same material and have love and have sensitivities, and that needs to be really at the forefront. And I think that you know, it's not a surprise.
Kevin, that was what you were sharing. That was about Fannie Lou Hamer. And, you know, I thought about her, and I heard this last that she's sick and tired of Fannie Lou Hamer. And she's sick and tired of being sick and tired. But, even after she said that, she kept striving for that. So, okay, so you heard the thoughts of the panelists up here. We want to open it up to you. If you have a question or a comment, a question for any of the panelists, or you just want to talk about what are your thoughts about this video. So he has the microphone set up. So don't all go at once. But we would want to hear. We want to hear from the community. This is a community discussion. So what are your thoughts on this?
I'm the one who designed this little sheet that is on everybody's seats. I'm also a community activist. So when I initially saw this video, it was obviously very hard and difficult to watch. I remember just crying literally all night because what you see in that video is just a lack of humanity. And it's obviously disgusting. And like many of the panelists have mentioned up here, this is what the police is trained to do. It is the system. It is a system that was built to round up slaves. And it is a system that is continuing to do that, just in a different format, you know? These days, it's low-level crimes. It's crimes that are associated with poverty, crimes that are associated with homelessness and broken homes and the war on drugs. And we can't reform this. This is not a system that can be reformed because it's how the system was built. That's my thoughts. And just wanted to, again, mention the little flyers y'all have in your sheet, in your seats. There's a QR code if you guys want to join our movement to try to implement an office of community safety here in Fayetteville. It is a system that a lot of other cities are turning to because of police brutality. And we have a lot of great examples that you guys can read about and do your own research and form your own opinions about. And yeah, thank you.
Hi, y'all doing? My name is BJ the Best. I drive cabs for Fayetteville, North Carolina. I think we need to focus on our business because at the end of the day, we don't got no help.
Let's speak directly to the mic.
We don't got no help in between growing. You know what I'm saying? The big gap between you starting something, somebody who already big. And most of these problems deal with we ain't got no money. So we need to get our business up. What we need to do is handle our business. And then we can change some ratios. More business. Let's see what we can do. We get our money up and then come back to all this. Keep happening.
We ain't doing what we need to do. Okay, my name is Perry Jackson, and I am resident of Fayetteville for the past 3 years. And the last two people, they just said that the problem keeps happening. Our panelists have spoken about systemic racism. And so, first you have to understand, you know, that it is a systemic issue. What makes it systemic? It's systemic because of legislation that was put in place on the books a long, long, long time ago. Now, when I made posts, like at first, I didn't even know about Tyree Nichols. One of my friends, they were like, well, you know, they're talking about this this video. They're kind of scared to get it released because of how graphic the video is. They're saying that it's worse than the Rodney King video. And I was like, wow, worse than Rodney King? This is 2023, you know? So that was something that took me back. So when I made my post was, everybody is so up in arms about changing the name of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty and breaking down all of these monuments and everything because of the historical representation or historical racist negative viewpoints that is there. To me, it's just another take on erasing history. Because the thing is that as a people, and I'm speaking as like a black people and even as Americans, there's a lot of our history that has been washed away. It has been written over. So I'm not for, you know, the whole renaming of faces and monuments. Okay, I know, I'm not gonna... Okay, thank you. So, and I know I need to hurry up. However, it goes back to the legislation. If we change the laws on the books, then you can change, and we hold the, we not only change the laws on the books, but hold the people accountable. Hold the elected officials accountable
for what they're supposed to do. Hold the police accountable. You can ride along with the police officers. You can ride along with the sheriffs. You can be active in the community. That's what it takes. It takes an active involvement in order for you to affect change. Your vote does count. Your vote is very important. And you have to hold those officials accountable. When but on my post, I talked about on how like everybody is so, you know, worried about the changing of the post, but nobody is worried about, okay, well, you know, I had mentioned about the girl, and I can't remember her name, but the girl that had the mental issue here in Fayetteville, Jada Johnson, here in Fayetteville, and it took over 4 hours for that to be resolved, and it ended in her death. It ended in her having 2 bullets shot to her head and some more bullets right in front of her kids and her grandparents. And it was a mental health crisis. They had called the ambulance. So why didn't she go to get her mental health help? And the thing is, guess what? In 2022 or 2021, North Carolina legislation did pass a House bill where it required mental health to be there. It required our law enforcement to have the mental health. I'm sorry, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry.
You're right with you.
Okay, so what are we holding them accountable? And what are we doing to make sure that those house rules are actually in effect here in our town?
Okay, my name is Daquan White. I'm 24 years old. I'm a part of the nonprofit organization Southern CC with Tony Brown. I know they asked the question of why we feel like this keeps happening. I feel like the police have a strong sense of entitlement when they approach you. They have a strong sense of entitlement to your life. They feel as if they don't like the way you interact with them or the way the situation goes. Even if you're being nonviolent towards them, that taking your life is something that seems feasible to them, it seems sensible, like that's a sensible answer. You should walk away from a traffic violation or a traffic stop with your life no longer here. And we need to stop that. But I also believe that comes from us having to learn how to police ourselves, accountability, like you were speaking on, and getting our business and stuff right. We have to get our business right because we need the funds and resources to be able to fight back and be able to stand on our own and do our own thing. Because we can do our own thing, like you said it out there, it's not gonna stop. It's not going to stop. The legislation they already have in place is designed for us. Like you said, you're not surprised. This is already something that you expect to happen. So we know this is already going to happen. We sit here and we have these conversations. But when we leave here, a lot of these times, we don't do anything. We have talks, but we never implement anything in place correctly the way it should be put into place. Like I read this pamphlet that you put together. I like it. I like the program that you're trying to do. I think that things like that can really affect the community, but we have to come together and we have to band together and we have to utilize our resources collectively in order to make those things happen. So that comes with us getting our business straight. When we get our business straight and we come together, then we'll have funds, we'll have resources, and we'll be able to implement certain things to have a voice, to have a change. Because we already know we're moving the people at the top is money. Once you start messing with them financially, because you can do all this stuff, all this complaining, all this riding, all this protesting, going downtown, burning stuff, doing things. You see that nothing really happens, and still we start talking about money. So we have the money already in our community. We need to take that money and focus it and realign it to something different, not buying a whole bunch of stuff that we don't need unnecessarily. Yes, you can spend your money, but you also need to be invested in the community. So that's my take on that. That's my take on everything. Like, we have to come together. We have to show up and support each other. Like, we have a community garden off of Murchison Road, and I think that a lot of faces that I see in here, I have not seen in that room. It's not a personal attack. Maybe y'all didn't know about it. But if we show up, we come together as a collective, then we can show everybody unity. We can show them what we want, because they have to do what we want down there at the office. Because we are the community. We tell them what we want. But if we're not coming together with a collective vote and a collective voice, they're not going to hear us. So I want you guys to take this when you leave here, come together, network with somebody beside you, exchange numbers, exchange phone numbers. We need to talk outside of this, not only when they get together and decide to organize something. We need to come to them with ideas already on the board, already on the table. So once we do that, then we can actually get somewhere. All right. Amen.
Okay.
How you guys doing? Hello? How you guys doing? My name is Shannon Drummond. I'm here with my lovely wife. Man, powerful. We know your brother. Yeah, let's get your face. Okay, yeah. Man, that was powerful. Yeah, and I'm not here to follow that up or top that or anything. I'm just here as a sign of support for the community. I've been on both sides of the jail cell, so to say. So I definitely qualify to speak on this matter with the young man. I've seen it, and again, I'm pretty sure just like everybody else, you know, you get that rage, you get that disappointment. But also for me, it energized me to come out and do something. I don't want to just speak about it. Let's be about it. Just, man, you really encouraged me, young man. That's why I'm here right out here today with my wife as a sign of solidarity that, you know, we want to see who else says that they want to do something. But then also we need to see you at the garden. We need to see you involved with these men up here and women to do something about this community. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the team putting it together. And we will definitely be doing more going forward to make sure that it doesn't happen. Real quick, too. And also, I agree with the young man. There does need to be reform, but also we need to take accountability for our own communities. You know, why is it that when young black kids are killed or minorities are killed by police officers, then we want to get them a job? But they do it every day, right down the street from your neighborhood, if you don't live in the same neighborhood. So let's get there. Although I do believe we still need police reform, but let's start in our own community, take accountability for what we're doing, you know, each one teach one, and we're all going together. Thank you.
Fuck up, four pack, 400 dollars, seven, pour up 400, sip on the boys, yeah, Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave, stay out the way and keep all your moves safe. I got four pocket full, acting like I'm a bitch. She pressure gon' come like a bitch, I'm mad. All of these digits like it's mathematics. If I spend a check, you know I bring it back. Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this porch. It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing. Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some red boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion. I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga. Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you. Good enemy, but I'm stuck in the middle. Tryna get to that pussy like solving a riddle. She give me face while I'm roll up a J. I'ma dry weed on the front of her lace. Oldest your bitch don't even know her name. But she screaming my when I'm giving her pain. Giving her dick from all these different names. She love the way that nigga penetrate. And I got this time. Yeah. I shoot you in front of your mommy, yeah. No passenger glide right beside me, yeah. Yo bitch love my case, she don't give me no issues. She don't talk back, all she gon' do is listen. I'll buy her a bag and some jewelry that glisten. Shawty a savage, she won't take no prisoners. And I be the back and then get back to business. Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe. I got four pocket full, acting like I'm a baby. She pressure gon' come like a blitz, I'm mad. LODD it's like it's mathematics. If I spend a check, you know I bring it back. Pour up a four, I'ma sip on this porch. It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing. Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion. I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga. Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.